When I was younger, if you wanted to, find someone to go out with, do a bit of dating, then you'd probably go to a bar, maybe. You'd sort of lock eyes with someone over the top of a glass of something. Or indeed, you'd go clubbing or, go to a night out with some great music and you'd sort of mix and mingle with people there. As a student, there were kind of groups and organisations where you'd meet people. Then as you get a bit older, there are, of course, dating sites that you can go on. You subscribe and then you go through and you try and find your perfect match. And no, that's not an advertisement. Then you've got the dawn of the smartphone and apps, rather, that you download. And you can go online via an app and you can literally see everybody that's online on that app in your area. And you can put a picture up and you can start chatting and all the rest of it. Now, I've done a variety of these different things. And I don't know, really, there's something about it. Sometimes it just feels a bit tacky. Sometimes it just feels a bit like you're not quite sure who you're talking to and are they talking to other people. It can be difficult. And then, of course, you get to a stage in life when you think, well, if I'm not on these apps, if I'm not doing online dating, if I'm not going out and sitting there like, Shirley Valentine at the end of a bar, then how on earth am I going to meet people? Now, there are two people, looking slightly nervous in a restaurant. You've seen them before and it's their first date. And, what do you do about that? What kind of tips are they? I mean, do you go halves? Do you pay? It's a minefield out there. With divorce more common and increasing in through the ages as well, there's now more and more people in their 50s, 60s and 70s, and indeed higher, that are turning to other alternatives to find a partner. Well, I'm joined on the line by Michelle Beggy from the RSVP Introduction Agency in Rutland. And Michelle, lovely to talk to you.
Hi there.
It's difficult, isn't it, if you're a little bit older, because you're not going to hang out with all the youngsters on these apps and things, are you?
No, I don't think it's just an age thing either. I think how we date has changed quite a lot from, say, 20 years ago. As you said, we go to pubs, clubs, bars, sit, chat to people. Now the way we date has drastically changed, so it's a lot more focused online. But there are other ways as well, like traditional dating agencies, which people are turning to and always have turned to.
I mean, what do you think somebody who's in their 50s or 60s requires now that perhaps they weren't so fussy about when they were in their 20s and 30s?
I think it's harder to date when you get older. When you're sort of 20, 21, 22 dating, you really have 4 years of life experience of meeting people. So you're kind of quite open of what you're looking for. When you get to 50, you've got 20, 30 years experience of people, and you kind of know the character traits that you like and that you don't like. By going to a dating agency, you can speak to a real person. The people that you're meeting are real people. They're not online. They're not just a profile and a photo. Someone like RSVP, for example, we interview all of our members. So if a guy's called John and he's 56 and he's from Derby, he is John, he is 56 and he's from Derby, which is always helpful.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So it kind of takes that away from it. People from 50 plus are normally looking for different things. So in their 20s and 30s, they're looking for a partner who wants to be a good mother or father, good provider, all that sort of traditional stuff. When you get to 50 plus, you kind of become a little bit more picky. It's like, well, actually, I don't need someone to have children with. I want someone who's just for me. So it's things like good sense of humour, someone who's kind, emotionally intelligent, caring, all those really good things that we all want to find.
Oh, you've just written my profile for me. That's very generous of you there.
You're welcome.
But the thing is, I guess, as well, is that when you get older, I mean, when you're younger, look, we see this with the kids today. They're putting pictures of them absolutely plastered all over Facebook. They're doing all these YouTube videos of them, causing pranks or doing something. It's what young people do. It's what we did. It's what generations after us and above us have done. And, kids will always do that. But, of course, with social media now, they're subjecting themselves so much more to people finding these things. When they're eventually going for jobs, they'll be, that kind of stuff. So I wonder as well, I noticed that as I've got older, that I want a bit more privacy, that I actually don't want to be a face in a face of hundreds that are living in my local area. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be, there's Jonathan, and it says, what's he into? What's he like doing? What are his hobbies? Where does he live? That's all very personal information, whether you're on the radio or not. And I guess that's the other thing people want. They want security and privacy.
Totally. So people go to dating agents for exactly that. So, for example, when you have an introduction to RSVP, all you have is your first name. your job title. So it could be radio presenter, or it could be media worker, or it could be event planner, whatever it is you do, your general location, so Leicester, Derby, Melton Mowbray, and your age. So it kind of does lose the Googleability aspect of it. So it means that when you're meeting, first of all, you're meeting on an even level. They don't know, pretty much don't know anything about you, unless, you know, apart from what you want to share with them, what's in your profile. But also, you know, anything that is out there, you can kind of keep away until you get to know them, that you're happy for them to then know what's out there, and, you know, and a little bit more about you. So, and that's why people join dating agencies. Their personal details, their confidentiality is really, really important, especially as you get older, and especially for people who are very successful. Mm. They don't want to be seen online as, you know, as John 96. They want to just, they don't want their peer group or their PA or their friends or business associates to see them out there. Mm. They actually want to do it discreetly. And we don't go to clubs and bars anymore. We don't hang out that way.
Can I ask something as well?
There's
kind of no hold barred on this show, I have to say. You know, we talk about a whole variety of things, but I am very mindful we're in the Easter holidays now, and there may well be families listening around at this time, and I would hate for them to reach for the radio and turn it down or have to explain anything. But can we talk about intimacy? I think that's the best way to describe it. Being intimate, of course. Now, of course, you know, people are having healthy, active, intimate lives, you know, and perhaps, you know, even more so these days. But is there, again, is there that concern about being intimate with somebody, perhaps maybe after a period of not having that, or perhaps, you know, going through it all again when you have to get used to somebody else's body and body dysmorphia, where people worry about how they look and that kind of thing?
Totally, but I don't think that's just an age thing, if I'm really honest with you. You know, we have members here who are like 29 plus, and they still have hang-ups about their body and also being intimate with somebody. As you get older, you've all got lumps and bumps and wrinkles, and if you're a woman, you've had children, and everything's not quite where it should be. My kind of take on that is, if you're actually ready to go to bed with somebody, that kind of should almost disappear, because you're obviously emotionally closed, you're going to be physically closed. And to be quite blunt, if a woman is in bed with a man, the man's just grateful that she's there, and vice versa. You know, you're really comfortable with each other, you want to be there. So
I love that idea of that they're grateful that somebody's there.
Well, you know what I mean.
I just thought I'd explain it, because otherwise people would be like, what she say? Grateful the woman's there, grateful the man's there. Yes, I mean, you know, many of us would be grateful if there was someone there, to be honest with you.
But if you're in that situation, we are going to be intimate. You would hope that the kind of the mental connection and the emotional connection is there. Mm. As you're older, people less and less want casual relationships. They are looking for a dedicated, monogamous relationship with one person. Mm. So it is slightly different. Perhaps if you're slightly younger, you're looking for more transient stuff.
On this, actually, you just reminded me. I don't suppose you watched that Channel 4 documentary last night about the Mormon and his five wives or whatever it was that he had with him.
No, I didn't.
It's one to watch back, honestly. I mean, everyone's entitled to their beliefs, but it was quite interesting watch. So I think we're just dealing here with one men, one woman people, aren't we?
That's
really?
Right. Totally. And also, it's down to what people invest. If you go on a dating website and it's either free or it costs you, you know, the same as a couple of gin and tonics, then there's not really any dedication to it. People can go on, they can put their details in, they're not really committed to it.
No.
If you've parted with a fair amount of money to join a dating agency, then, you know, and they're not the cheapest option, but they offer professional service, then obviously people are still looking for a relationship. You don't part with £500, £2,500 on a whim. You do it, obviously, for that specific reason.
Michelle, lovely to talk to you. And
You're welcome.
Our best to Anne, of course, Anne Stringer, who we often chat to as well. And thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care.
Cheers.
Michelle Beggy there from RSVP Introduction Agency in Rutland.